How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Thanks
for waiting.
I'm okay. My question is there anything wrong with like jumping up and down and clapping during a worship service? Because earlier on,
Deborah, can you speak up a little bit?
Sure.
Much better.
Earlier on last month, there was a concert at my church, and at some points the music got really loud and people were jumping up and down and clapping, and you know, people started after it was over, and even I was jumping up and down and clapping for a while. But then, you know, I remembered all this bad stuff I had heard about, you know, doing that, so I stopped. And I was just, and people started complaining after it was over to the pastor and to other people, and I was just wondering, is there anything wrong with that?
Well, you know, the Bible tells us that all things, the Lord is not the author of confusion. All things should be done decently and in order. That's 1 Corinthians 14:40. And you have to ask yourself, what would Jesus do? What would the angels do? If you can't picture Jesus in that environment jumping up and down, then I would begin to question if it was God's spirit. I can picture Christians rejoicing. I think Christians rejoice when Jesus rode down the hill on the donkey, and they shouted Hosanna. There is a time for rejoicing, but I don't think Christians ought to lose control and composure. And if the music is taking possession of us, then we're losing control of ourselves. And we got to be careful that there's a very thin line between the music of rejoicing and the music of the world. And I've seen a lot of churches where that's crossed over the line, in my opinion.
Okay.
So whenever you're in doubt, do the safe thing.
All right.
If you're wondering if this is glorifying God, then don't do it.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Pastor Dick, I would also remind Deborah that she can call the resource number. We have a book available called Notes on Music by Louis Torres, where he addresses Christian music and principles of Christian music. And he used to be in Bill Haley and the Comets, a rock band, and he has some good perspective.
Okay, Deborah, that phone number is 1-800-835-6747, 835-6747.